The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey, it's Taylor from Kevin and Taylor in the Morning, broadcasting live at Winter Jam at State Farm Arena, and I'm so excited to be talking to Crowder. I have to tell you, Crowder, a lot of people I've been saying, who are you excited to see tonight? Yeah. And there's been mostly Crowder answers.
Well, hey, we won't tell the rest of them, but feel wonderful. I feel wonderful, but I won't tell the rest of them.
Yeah. So you have such a distinctive look. We've been having a lot of fun at the fish booth with fake beards and dark rim glasses and trucker hats.
Right.
Do you think this look is here to stay forever and ever?
I just saw you, Don. You just put it on, Taylor. It looked great. I thought, man, that's what you do. That's how you do it right there. Now, this is called letting yourself go. And yes, it's here forever. Everyone may get to this point at some point in their life, and I'm just an example of it.
No, I don't think it's letting it go at all. I bet you, I've heard, like, your wife, Toni, women really like a man with a beard. Has she, like, threatened you? Like, don't you dare ever shave it?
Well, I shaved it one time, and she said, put it back now, and started feeding me prenatal vitamins and making me watch with, like, Horse and Mane or something. I don't know what it was she was making me watch with. So, yes, she's now the keeper of the beard.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to make any adjustments unless she says otherwise, you know.
Yeah, that's good. See, she likes a man in a beard. Is she still into remodeling and all that stuff?
Oh, yes, absolutely. That's what she does. She has a real job. I just play music. She's doing the work out there.
That's
for real.
Awesome. Well, you are traveling all over the country with Winter Jam. So far, I mean, you got a long way to go on the tour, but so far, what have you noticed? What song brings the biggest reaction from the crowd?
Okay, I have to say, there's a moment where we have we have several features that come up and sing with us, but there's this double song, like a medley that we do with Riley Clemens, and it is killing. She is killing it. It's so fun. So we do like a Crushing Snakes into Leaning on You, and it's slaying.
That's so neat.
We're having a great time.
Now, have you been a little bit, I mean, I'm almost like kind of a mentor to some of the other artists because you've been doing this a little longer than, I'm not saying you're old. No. I'm just saying you've been doing it longer.
I'm just saying I wouldn't trust me with that kind of thing. Don't give me that kind of responsibility. No, but I love what I love about Winter Jam, and I got to experience it, but you have all these folks that maybe no one has ever heard. Like Riley is a new artist, but then you're in a room and you're getting to watch people like light up when she starts singing. You're like watching people go, that's my artist right there. I'm a fan for life. And so that's really fun. I love what Winter Jam does, giving a platform to a lot of people that don't have, you know, an audience yet.
Yeah. And to wrap it up with Crowder, what are you hoping when people are walking out of the venue tonight, when they're leaving State Farm Arena, Winter Jam, what are you hoping that they're thinking and feeling, what's on their hearts?
Man, I hope they're leaving with, every night I'm walking away going, I can't believe that just happened. That many people in a room together, and the story of God was presented, and people responded. And I mean, if that doesn't fire you up, then I don't know what can. So that's hoping,
so cool.
That you walk away thinking that was amazing.
Awesome, Crowder. Thank you so much for hanging out with us and for being part of the Fish family for so many years. We just appreciate you and your ministry.
I love it, and we're hometown. This feels great. I love it. This is gonna be a good night. It really is.
Awesome.